You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Interviews, Atlanta Film Festival edition. For those who haven't seen the first episode I did where I did an interview with Lulu Wong on for the farewell, I did about four interviews during the Atlanta Film Festival where I got to talk on the red carpet with filmmakers and actors about their projects and whatnot. And this episode is the interview that I did with Dan Madison Savage, who is the co-director and co-writer of the closing night presentation at the Atlanta Film Festival, To Them That Follow. So please stay tuned and listen to my interview with Dan Madison Savage, co-director of Them That Follow. Hello, do you mind stating your name for the podcast, Youth Critic?
Yes, hello, Dan Madison Savage, co-writer, co-director of Them That Follow.
All right, and my first question is actually about that. How was it having a co-writer and co-director for your first film?
You know, it was a joy. You know, this project in so many ways is the culmination of 6 years of Britt Poulton and my friendship. You know, we met in film school. This is the first screenplay that either of us ever wrote. We taught ourselves how to write. We taught each other how to write over this process. It was our first film, you know, and we are wonderful and dear friends. And it was an honor to be able to learn from her. I hope she learned from me. and so it was a joy. It was a real joy.
How did you two work out the roles between directors? You know, some directors have a hard time. Some directors are just like, it's like snap, snap. How did you work the roles out?
You know, film is a collaborative medium, you know, and on a set there are 100 people. There are 100 diverse, unique artists, each with a job to fulfill, you know. And with all those folks, you know, a movie takes a million conversations. Our film took 1,000,001 because there were 2 directors. But it really spoke to the nature of our set, you know, whereas co-directors, co-writers, we're so deeply collaborative and we really brought that spirit with us onto set, you know, where it's not about getting it right yourself, it's not about having the right answer yourself, it's about getting it right and making a good movie and honoring the work of your collaborators.
Nice. And how was it, you know, working with big actors but also smaller range actors as well on this film? Because you have a whole wide range. I mean, you work with, I know you probably didn't have Academy Award winning Olivia, or you didn't have, Olivia Colman wasn't an Academy Award winner at that time, but you have the great Olivia Colman now.
Yes, I mean, Olivia Colman is one of the great actresses of our time. It was a joy and a pleasure and an honor to work with her. I hope I get that chance again. But you know, the rest of our cast was extraordinary as well. You know, and Walton Goggins, Jim Gaffigan, Thomas Mann, Lewis Pullman, Alice Engler, Caitlin Dever, my gosh. You know, and I think what was amazing is that in Ohio, all together, we really became like a family. We became such wonderful friends, and I really think it shows on screen. You really believe that, you know, Alice Engler and Walton Goggins are our father and daughter, and I think it's, and as well, Olivia, Jim, and Thomas, you really believe that they're a family, and I think it's because we all had a wonderful time together.
Wow, that's great. How was the reaction at Sundance?
Oh my God, Sundance was wild. You know, it was exhilarating and exhausting. You know, it was the honor of a lifetime. And I'm just so excited to be sharing it with a wider audience now here in Atlanta, but also in theaters nationwide with courtesy of 1901 Media, June 21st, and with Sony internationally. I'm just so excited for people to be able to see all of this incredible work.
Awesome, congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope it goes well tonight. Thank you
so much.
I want to thank Dan Savage for that interview, and also need to thank Atlanta Film Festival and Allied Atlanta for inviting me to do the red carpet interviews at the film festival this year. And again, you can check out the links to all their stuff in the description below. Thanks everyone for listening. You can find me on Twitter at MovieKale, and you can also follow the show at The Youth Critic, and you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHC Network. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll be back with you soon for the next round of interviews.